And when she was bad, she was horrid. I make the last word very evident. That part sobers her up, and she gives me her look. It's a studying look, and I know she's putting facts in her cupboard for later. What I don't count on at that particular time is her brother. It's later now, change of scene. I'm in a chair doing my math, and I honestly think they're both asleep. And in comes Jeremy. "Looky," he says, holding up his hand, and from her bed has already come a scream that the world is ending. In Jeremy's hand, like the Statue of Liberty, is a bunch of hair, clean sheared. I quick look around his head. How did he get scissors at his age? What has he cut, and where's the blood? And will I be calling 911? All these things I'm thinking at once. But underneath, I think I knew the instant I saw his face, the same time with her screaming. I absolutely think I knew. I race down the hall to their room, and do I have to tell you what she looks like? Jolly will have a quadruple fit. I know she will. "Jeremy, I cannot believe what you've done to your sister."